This is a WRSU special report. Here now, correspondent Mike Blishak.
Good evening. The idea of receiving an Eagle Scout Award is an exciting prospect for any young boy involved in the U.S. Scouting program. Why wouldn't it be? It's the highest award bestowed by the Scouting organization. However, the prospect of wearing that coveted badge has eluded four boys of Troop 89, based at the Toms River Convalescent Center, and whose members are all victims of muscular dystrophy. The story is a long, delicate, and complicated one, but what it boils down to is that the strict standards set by the Boy Scouts of America for achieving the Eagle Award have not been bent. But Ed Mattern, the troop's 75-year-old scoutmaster, has vowed to continue the fight for a change in the rules.
About 2 years ago, they completed all the requirements except the physical part for the Eagle. I passed them on the Eagle requirements. The board, Eagle Board of Review, passed them. The Scout Executive for the Ocean County Council passed them. And this has been going on now since 1975. National turned them down because they say that boys confined to bed or wheelchairs cannot meet the requirements. Yet, in the muscular newspaper, they show boys with muscular dystrophy confined to wheelchairs receiving their Eagle Award.
First, it was a volunteer committee on a national level that made the decision that these four boys did not fulfill the necessary requirements to become an Eagle.
Jack Richmond, head of Scouting's Handicap Division.
For instance, they didn't do a proper service project. Now, this was not because they were handicapped, because they would turn down service projects, whether they were done or not done properly, whether it was by a normal scout or whether it would be somebody that would be handicapped. They must do the particular service project. The service project must be planned, organized, and developed, and it must be a separate project for every boy. He must develop as an Eagle Scout. We asked that of him. Their project came in, and all four of them were exactly the same. They did they didn't really do the project. They talked the project through. They said, if we were not handicapped, this is what we would do, according to the Scoutmaster. The merit badges were not achieved because they didn't do the necessary requirements that was listed there. The Scout Handbook definitely says do these particular requirements.
In the book Scouting for the Physically Handicapped, published by the Boy Scouts of America, and number 3039 in 1971, there are requirements that read as follows. Much of what has been said already in this chapter applies to Boy Scouting. Let us now add two general rules that can be applied to almost any problem of advancement for the handicapped Boy Scouts. Expect the Scout to do his best toward meeting the requirements as written. Number two, make substitutions only when a requirement is clearly beyond the boy's physical capabilities. This I have done. Furthermore, on page 52 of this book, it says, many scoutmasters, however, have been able to develop techniques to help scouts learn the things necessary for certain requirements. Often these techniques are simple demonstration gimmicks that help a scout visualize better the skill he is trying to learn. Now, under my thinking and the thinking of quite a number of people in the Toms River area, they feel that these boys have met the requirements fully.
Although Mattern says the boys have fulfilled the necessary requirements, Richmond says that some changes have been made in the organization's rules, and that the boys may have exceeded the age limit.
There was a period of time, let's say 8 or 10 years ago, where there was permitted substitutions for merit badges, okay? So, as a result, other boys over age and persons, adults, and so forth, were able to receive the Eagle badge. In 1969, the executive board of the Boy Scouts of America said no one over the age of 18 will be permitted the Eagle Badge because it is a boy award. It is a boy award.
To argue that point, what do you do with a boy that's confined to a wheelchair and bed in a nursing home with old people? How do you limit them? Do you say to him, you cannot be a Boy Scout because you're overage? No, sir. I'm willing to go before any court or judge in the United States of America and prove my point.
Yeah, you got to give this fellow a lot of credit for working with these boys and having the patience to do it. However, he probably shouldn't promise them the Eagle Award. You know, he thought that they could get it, and he worked toward that end. The boys that we were talking about, the termination twice of this volunteer committee was that they definitely did not fulfill the necessary requirements.
They did everything required. If they didn't, then why did the local council executive sign the application?
Scout executive signature is required as a formality when the before the award is submitted to the National Council for approval.
Bill Clark, the Ocean County Council Boy Scout Executive.
Prior to my signature, a review committee made up of volunteers reviewed the award, and at that time we certified that the awards as applied for were issued. In other words, if a merit badge on first aid was earned, then our records would show that they were received and recorded with us. It's unfortunate that the situation is such that it looks like that we're denying the Eagle rank to boys that have earned it. And in fact, as the story unfolds, and as the Scoutmaster has already stated publicly and in the press, that the awards, that the boys never completely fulfilled the requirements of the awards, and that he issued the and certified these awards that they were given to the boys when they never earned them and they never did fulfill the requirements. And if this was brought to our attention, I'm sure that the situation would have never gotten to where it is today.
If I was so dead wrong and everything, why don't they tell me to stop?
Scoutmaster Ed Mattern.
I believe we were honest when we filed our Eagle application. We attached papers showing that they were physically handicapped. If I had sent my papers in without that appendages on the application, I feel that they would have rubber-stamped my Eagle approval.
A local Ocean County Scout Council committee is reviewing testimony taken in September to see if the problem can be solved once and for all. According to Harold Walsh, chairman of that committee, a final decision should be forthcoming early in 1978, and then further action taken if necessary. But since 1975, and up until this very day, the dreams of four handicapped boys who want to become Eagle Scouts have been caught in the middle of a difference of opinion between the Boy Scouts of America and their troop leader. Two of those boys will never know the outcome of this ongoing dispute, for they have died from complications caused by their illness. However, Ed Mattern's determination continues, and he says his biggest inspiration to keep up his campaign for the Eagle Badges comes from the boys themselves. He says he's not a publicity seeker, but simply interested in children, especially those handicapped to this degree.
Well, what would you say to a boy that when you come in, the nurse tells you, we got a new boy, Ed, he's 15, 16 years old. You go in and look at him, he's got a normal head, he's bright as thing, and he's horribly crippled with a body 3 to 3.5 feet long. And he says to you, Mr. Mattern, you the Scoutmaster? And I says, yes. Can I be a scout, Mr. Mattern? What would you tell him? No?
I'm Mike Blishak, WRSU News. Good night.
This has been a special report with correspondent Mike Blishak, produced by WRSU News. This program has been pre-recorded.